So when I was thinking of today's lecture or discussion on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, many things were coming to mind. And it is, first of all, important to have philosophy, because if we have religion without philosophy, generally we end up with sentiment. It can be a nice sentiment, well-intentioned sentiment, but Srila Prabhupada explained that there should be the synthesis of religion and philosophy. Philosophy on its own, without foundation in pure and true religion connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is pretty much speculation. We speculate. Maybe this is the truth. That's the truth. I think this. Perhaps it's like this. Like that. And religion combined with philosophy, then we have transcendental understanding connected to Krishna. So philosophy is very important. And so are all the aspects of Krishna consciousness. Everything, the ninefold process of devotional service is described. That Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. Ultimately, Atmanavedanam means to surrender everything to God. And there are processes or ways to do that. And the beginning is Shravanam, or hearing. First we have to hear. And that's pretty much holds for anything you want to learn or understand, or any science or education process. First you hear. You go to the university or to the school or to the instructor and listen. And then after you've listened for some time, chances are that you might have picked up something enough that you can speak and say something. Yeah? So Shravanam first, then Kirtanam. And the purpose of this hearing and chanting is Vishnu or Krishna Smaranam, to be able to remember Krishna. So the speaking is about Krishna. And it reminds me of yesterday we read one purport in the Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada was speaking to us and he mentioned Krishna's name 15 times in one page. 15 times. And we remembered that Srila Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, had said that I judge the quality of the writing in spiritual subject matter, the more times Krishna's name is there and mentioned, then it is perfect. Because ultimately there is nothing greater than Krishna, the Supreme Person. So in that purport we heard, it was the, I think, this first sloka of the first chapter of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada seemed to go to great length to place Krishna at every sentence and in every paragraph. So this is the idea of Krishna consciousness, is to hear about Krishna. And to chant Krishna's names and to be able to remember Krishna. So we'll see if this can connect to the subject matter. The subject matter is a magical world. So I was thinking, there's a word in Sanskrit called Maya, and generally it's translated as illusion. Maya. Illusion, bewildering potency. And when something is magical, a magician does something quite bewildering, isn't it? He creates an illusion. So it's magic. So Krishna's energy is magical. It is, whether it's the Mahamaya or whether it's the Yogamaya, there are two major categories of Krishna's energy called Maya, magical energy. So one is the external energy called the Mahamaya, and the other type of magic is the internal potency. So this hearing and chanting process is to hear about the internal potency. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivam pakritam ashrita. Those great souls, they are eager to take shelter or come to the internal potency. Srila Prabhupada was speaking and he explained that the government has different energies, and the government would rather have us not go towards the prison house energy. You can enroll there, go to prison and be there and governed by the government, which runs the prison house. But the government also runs a university. And generally the government would encourage, naturally your mind starts to think of different governments, but the idea, the principle is that the government is wanting us to go to other institutions other than the prison house. Okay? So this Mahamaya or external energy is described as Durga, a category of, it is a prison house, a place where we try to enjoy the magic of the material world. Krishna in the end of the Bhagavad Gita says that Yad Yad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam Srimad Urjitam Evavam. This material energy, all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations, they spring from but a spark of my magic or my splendor. So in this world we are very captivated by the things of this world, but Krishna gives us an indication that there is a superior energy and encourages us to transfer our attention from the material to the spiritual. So this is the focus of Krishna consciousness. We all want to find something or someone to worship. The idea is to worship Krishna. We might think, well, who wants to worship? Really? Who wants to worship? But if we look at the natural inclination of the living entity, he or she wants and must find someone to adore, isn't it? We want to find the royal family doing well. We want to adore them. We want to see them. We want to see pictures of them. We want to hear about them. We want to absorb ourselves in great personalities, a sports star or a film star. We look for great personalities and we gain pleasure by hearing about them and by glorifying them. Can't get away from it. It's just the way we are as small parts and parcels. Krishna explains that Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Mamai Vamsa means the small parts and parcels are looking to reconnect to something greater that they can love and adore in this way. Yeah. So we are wanting to find a magical world, and all over the world people try and create the magic. I think Michael Jackson tried to create magic, and different pop groups create some kind of magic and mystique. We want to live in a world full of infinite possibility. And you see this with this advertising, and there's self-help gurus and teachers saying that we live in a world of infinite possibility. So the infinite possibility really is to be able to go beyond this world to the next level or the next dimension of magical existence. That place where there is no birth or death, no old age and no disease, where there is not an atmosphere of agitation, frustration and conflict, but there is an atmosphere of pure love and harmony. It's, when we hear these words, we naturally feel more attracted to those words. Love, harmony, appreciation, all of those things we're searching for. So, those two worlds are there. One is the limited world that we live in now, and the unlimited world is the spiritual world. And this is a very vast philosophy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is stating, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Purna Avartino Arjuna, that there are many levels of existence in this Ekpad Vibhuti. It is the one quarter of the manifestation of God's energy. So there are many things here. We spoke last week about this, that we are just one little tiny planet, like a speck of dust in the whole universe. That's how small it is. And there are many universes. And within these universes, there are unlimited planets. And some people would have us believe that they're all there for us just to be able to look up at them once in a while. That's why the whole universe exists, so that we on this little speck of dust can look up and think, oh yes, we are so significant living here. No. The Vedic literatures explain that there are unlimited planets with unlimited living entities living at different levels of existence. But all of that, Krishna says, springs from but a spark of my splendor. So, we may become captivated by the descriptions, and that is the one of the special things that is brought to us in this process of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada gave us. If we study the Vedas, we may become very enamored by the descriptions of higher levels of material existence. There are planets where you can live for tens and hundreds of thousands of years, in fact millions of years. It seems that you're deathless, practically. And your body is able to enjoy unlimitedly more than what this little miserable human flesh and blood flapping 60, 80, 100 years old age, decay, cancer, death. The scriptures are there for living for hundreds of thousands of years. You don't need underarm deodorant in the higher planets. The body is not smelly like it is here. It's very aromatic and attractive. You don't even get old in some planets. But Krishna is saying, whether we go to these higher levels of material enjoyment and enjoy the magic that is there, or we're down into lower levels of existence, he says, ultimately we have to die in this abode. So rather than being here, Krishna is encouraging us, please come back home, back to Godhead. That is our actual position of enjoyment. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes so many very powerful points. One of them is that he explains that we are existing now, that is the living being, on a machine made of the material energy. We went to the zoo yesterday for some time, somehow or other. So I saw different things, and one thing I saw was there was a big size of the wall here about a cheetah, fast running animal, and it said mean speed machine. So it was a mean speed machine. Yeah? And I thought, machine. And it had a description, and it showed you the skeletal thing, and it showed you the hips and special hip bones that move different from most creatures and allow it to travel at great speeds. And I was reminded of this verse in the Bhagavad Gita: Ishvara sarva bhutanam ridesh arjuna tistati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. That maya, Krishna says, under the spell of the material energy, the spell, this magic. So all the living beings are seated on different machines. Now we've got a human machine that we're driving. The living entity that has that cheetah machine loves to run like anything, very, very fast. And the amazing spell is that we become illusioned into thinking that is what I am. I am this body. I am whatever body it is that I have at this time. So Krishna is saying this is an illusion. And the process of Krishna consciousness is able to take us gradually out of this illusion if we stick to the process. Now that's a tricky part. It's described that to create something is quite difficult. To destroy it is quite easy. And to maintain something is the most difficult. Yes? if we see that, to create something we can do, but to maintain it, because there's so much working against the maintenance of things. Everything is broken down, worn away, eroded by time and the elements that we exist in. So that if we stick to the process of Krishna consciousness, and how is that done? Satatam kirta yantumam yatantas chadritavrata. Always chanting Hare Krishna. So every Sunday we chant Hare Krishna. Every morning we chant Hare Krishna. What do we talk about? We talk about Krishna. We try as much as we can, and this is the process of yoga, to link, to connect everything. And it's not for just the Sunday. And that's something we have a challenge for new people who are coming to Krishna consciousness, that we don't say, just, yeah, come on a Sunday, and then battle it out with the material energy all week, and then come again on a Sunday. We are trying to train people how to transform their whole life into a meditation, so that 24 hours a day we can be connected to Krishna. Otherwise, when there's only two choices, sunlight and darkness. You only have two choices, Krishna or illusion. Krishna magic, the magic of this world. So when we connect to Krishna, we disconnect from the illusion of the material world, and when we disconnect from Krishna, the material energy is there to keep us enamored. So Krishna is saying that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So the choice is there for all of us, whether to surrender to Krishna, to choose Krishna as the one that we will glorify. Glorify we must, and see how strong it is. Even I'm thinking the All Blacks are going to play in how many days now? Last time I looked, it was 66. That was a week ago. They have these things that click over. Now it must be 59 or something like that days until our heroes get out there and we identify with New Zealand. I mean, after all, we are now in New Zealand. We have all these different types of conditioning that come with the body you get. And if you place it in a different country, you start to take on that conditioning a little bit. And sometimes you get torn between, if Scotland are going to play New Zealand in the final, I doubt it. Then you would be torn which team you should vote for. I know some people that when Australia play New Zealand, they have a hard time knowing which country they should support. So these different types of conditioning work on us and invite us to choose sports heroes, film stars, possibly political leaders, powerful political leaders, to worship and glorify them. And we see, isn't it the ladies' magazines are churned out, millions and billions of them, all about this star and that star, and the gossip between this one and that one. I don't know the names of the people these days, but what this one is doing and what one's running off with this one. And why is this? Because we're attracted to the beauty, we're attracted to the wealth, we're attracted to the fame. These are the what is that? What's the word? Opulences, yeah. The different opulences.
They like to keep before and after.
Oh, yes. Before and after. Say some more.
People like to see progress or
regress. Yeah.
They both happy to see.
But then you have to find a new hero. It really is, isn't it? Because you want the beautiful man or woman that's very attractive. And then if they become unattractive because they got fat after 5 years later and they got married and had three children or whatever, they started drinking and their life fell apart and stuff. There's a sense of, this is the material world. really. It's sad. There's a sense of happiness to see somebody going down, and you think, oh, well, they weren't that great. But practically immediately you'll look for another hero to place your faith in, your allurements. So I was teaching during the week in a school. It seems to be the mood of the season. It was a special day, book character day. So all the children choose to come along as a book character, fancy dress. So there was all the little fairies and fairy tale people were going around in this big circle, and then there was all the heroes. So everyone is dressed as a hero. So there was Batman, and there was Spider-Man, and there was lots of other kinds of heroes. And there was... I didn't see any Krishnas, no. That would have been really cool. Some little boy had come as Krishna. So all these different illusory personalities that are created. People are writing for hundreds and hundreds, let's say, of thousands of years, fictitious characters, and they're all there in the consciousness, and people are attracted to them in different ways. So, better we choose Krishna, because Krishna is known as Navayovanam. He's eternally youthful. He doesn't get old. We don't see when Krishna is no longer the Supreme One. He got knocked off his perch, and some other hero took his place. Many tried and were dealt with quite beautifully by Krishna. No one is equal to or greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes it may seem a little far-fetched. We think, oh, someone who doesn't age, who's eternal. How can this be? But it's simple. Krishna explains. I explain this every week. We don't age either. So if we're not sure about God, just look at ourselves. If we want to understand the ocean, if we take a drop of ocean water and examine it, we will understand the quality of the ocean. Yes? So in a similar way, if we look at ourselves, we will see that we also are eternal. We don't age. We don't actually feel any different as living beings.
You mean on the inside?
Yeah. The body definitely, we... dang, it keeps changing all the time. It's falling. It's deteriorating. But we don't feel different. Really, do we? We're just that same person who experienced everything right up to now and will continue to experience in everything else as this bodily finally dwindles and dies. So we are of the same quality as Krishna. Only thing is, we have a material body now. We're stuck in a material body. Krishna is not. Krishna is eternally spiritual. Everything about Krishna, or the Supreme Person, is absolutely perfect and spiritual. So that is very beautiful to hear. And if we choose Krishna, then we can enter into that yoga maya, that magical energy, spiritual energy, where every step is a dance, every word is a song, where we can fly. You ever want to fly? Wouldn't it be nice? Just to sort of jump off the edge of the stage and kind of whee. And they have films like that too, isn't it? Films which it's great to show flying. Whoa, wow, I just about got the sense I was flying. Spiritual world, flying is not a problem. And you don't have to buy tickets and go through immigration and stuff. It's the spiritual energy, there is no restriction. You can transform your shape, your form, your everything and anything is possible. That is the world of infinite possibility. And it is going on. Krishna is saying, this world is but a spark of my splendor. Come to the spiritual world. And we were watching beautiful pictures as we were listening to that beautiful kirtan. And I was very happy to listen to the beautiful kirtan and see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he appeared only 500 years ago, he was chanting Hare Krishna, and the lions and the tigers stood on their legs and dance the chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they were embracing deers, and the magic changed from the cruel magic of the material world into the spiritual abode. So that is our choice. It was, oh, you must be crazy believing in all that. Okay. You, what's your choice? Batman? Robin? Your dog? Your wife? If that is the extent of our consciousness, it is so limited and definitely 100% illusory. It is the illusion of the material world. Krishna says that those great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is filled with various miseries. Why? Because they've attained the supreme abode. What is that verse? Mamu pecha purna janma dukhalaya mahatmanastu. Those great souls who have connected to me in devotion. So, if we stray from the path, be sure that the darkness will come. As we stick close to Krishna's devotees, Krishna prasadam, only eating food offered to Krishna, dancing, you have a choice to go to the clubs and dance, or you dance for Krishna. To sing, we sing so many songs, but if we sing them connected to Krishna. And then Krishna says, surely they will come to me. For one who is absorbed in Krishna in this way, then Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pitri Yanti Pitri Vrata. Krishna says, those who worship the devatas or the demigods that live on higher planets will go to those planets. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits will go to the ghosts and spirits. Those who worship the forefathers, we see in New Zealand culture, Maori culture, a lot of forefather, ancestral worship. Yeah, if you really focus there, you can go to where those ancestors are existing. But Krishna says, those who focus and worship me, come to me. The choice is ours, where to place our focus. And the special mercy of great souls like Prabhupada, it is only by their mercy and our good fortune to gain this knowledge and understanding, because pretty much the world doesn't know the signs. You're so caught in the illusory energy. So many things we can learn about, we can experience, but to learn this is not common. Yeah? Manushyanam sahasrishu kaschit yati siddhaya. Out of many thousands, Krishna says, many thousands of persons, hardly one will endeavor for perfection. So, that's many. Most people are just eating and sleeping and mating and defending and growing old and dying. And out of the few who try for perfection, hardly one will know Krishna, the Supreme Lord, in truth. Why? Because you cannot come to Krishna through the speculative process. Krishna we can only gain from the devotee of Krishna, or from Krishna directly, or from Krishna's devotees. So we're very fortunate. Somehow, sometimes you have to pinch yourself. You think, how are we fortunate? How are we the chosen people? And many people in many religious traditions will say that. Well, they say they're the chosen people, and this other group who's having a Sunday program tonight, they'll say they're the chosen people too. And more or less, all the people who are trying to come close to God are the chosen people in that sense. They're all getting the opportunity to come closer according to the vehicle that is available for coming to God, whether it's through this religion and this tradition, so on and so forth. Okay, so I'm going to finish at that point and ask, if I'm sure there's a number of points that I may not have explained fully, There may be something that you have to comment or question. Yes, but
can you summarize the title of Magic of Krishna Consciousness in one sentence? What's
the magic of Krishna Consciousness in one or two sentences? I thought this understanding of Maya was interesting. I was thinking about it earlier today. So Maya, we are trained in this Bhakti Yoga process to understand Maya as illusion, but also it's magic, bewildering, a bewilderment. So Maya is bewildering, but it's magical. And the magic of Krishna consciousness means that it is far superior to the magic of this world. And it is magical. Go on, next time you light a fire, if you've got a fire at home, or it's maybe been some time, I don't know. I used to sit as a child, I used to love getting a poker and putting it in and wait till it was red hot, yeah. And I'd get it and I'd burn the wood and see it do things and stuff. And fire is an amazing element. Absolutely magical. And I can tell a short story about it. I remember one day many years ago in the farm community we were part of, and I went out in the morning and there was a building there. It was a fabulous new building we put up. It was chock-a-block full of books and paraphernalia and dormitories, and it was just a fabulous building. And I came back at lunchtime and it disappeared. The whole thing had totally disappeared. It was burned to the ground. It was magic. Just, it was there. I went into the city, came back, and it had gone, and all that was left was just a pile of ashes on the ground. And it was magical. Where did it go? It was so real and tangible, and you know, big thick walls and the whole thing, burnt by fire. Amazing element, isn't it? All that pile of wood, you put it in and it just disappeared before your eyes.
Water, water.
Well, there you go, yeah, water. You think, well, what's magical about water? It just comes out of tap. But it does. What can you think of something?
Yeah. Producing water.
Yeah. You just add it to everything. You put water on. We can't live without it. It's magical. And it's really magical when you have a shower in the morning, isn't it? You go in there all kind of struggling, and that water comes on you, and you're waking up, and you become refreshed and enlivened. It's magical. And you put the water on these other little magic things called seeds. There's these magic little things that are around, and they fall off trees. You pick them up, and you put them in some dirt, put water on them, and magical things happen. They sprout and they grow, and there's fruits and flowers and all kinds of things, different colors. But because we're so used to it, we think, oh, it's not magic. But it is, it's absolutely magical. But it's limited. And Krishna says, it's only a spark of my splendor. Just wait till you get to the spiritual world. All these special effects, movies that have nothing on what happens in the spiritual world. And it's not all the fighting and killing special effects. It's all the bliss and ecstasy special things that happen in the spiritual world. And it's all kind and beautiful and gentle and loving and caring. And there's no inebriety. Yeah? And some people, because we're so passionate, think, oh, it must be pretty boring. People get these ideas. If you're really in the mode of passion and you hear that Krishna likes to tend cows, he likes to look after cows in the spiritual world. And that's why people are not interested. So, I wouldn't want to go there. Okay, you can stay in the material world and play video games and go to the special effect machines that kill and pull to pieces and do all the stuff. So that was more than one sentence. Did amount of work. I know you try to keep me short, but Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Okay, so We can go on to the next magical thing, the amazing thing of this next magic. Oh, I was thinking of the feast, but it's time for more magic mantras, and then we go on to magic food that's been offered to Krishna. Okay, so.